Actually, it was Warner Home Entertainment approached him, and the group thought he would be an excellent historian, you know, historical perspective from a critic because of his love and passion, because he used to do tours with, you know, doing a shot-by-shot analysis, either on campuses or crews. You know, someone mentioned that he did that, and they said, well, Roger would be a great, you know, person to comment on it. So we approached him. We wrote letters to him, and he happily agreed to do that. And we recorded that, if I remember the exact, I can tell you, it was, I believe, June of 2001. It was recorded on June 28th, 2001. So I flew to Chicago to record it.
So really, that's all it is they're watching the movie, and you put a mic in front of them, and they talk.
Well, I mean, yes, the simple part is yes. Actually, it was nice. Roger wanted to do it, and he has his own very nice home theater, which is probably, at that point, was more advanced than anything I've seen in a home theater, but it was in 2001. And we would go through the film. We would watch it. We would dissect it. Usually, you know, Roger knew it very well, is that I had some notes, and obviously he came from very well prepared. He brought his books with him and had them open. He has a special, like, desktop he created to go over the seats, because they're like theater seats. They're actual real theater seats. So he has a little desktop that he puts it on top so it fits over and is able to reference. No, we'd go through the movie, and we'd stop at times, or we let it go at times, try to, you know, if there's something he wants to re-record or record. So it takes a while. It's not that we just go let it rip. It's, you know, we try to, you know, have an introduction, try to have a, you know, a process of where he wanted to talk about the film in the manner in which, and then we would go back and, like, if there were places that he wanted to get back to, we would stop and go back and record those sections. So, I mean, it's not like it's a linear thing. You know, we do as much as we can, you know, in real time and go through the movie, and then we'll go back and fill in gaps or clarify things that may not have been clear, or correct pronunciations, or have alternate things. And I think the amazing part, if you go back and listen to it, it's pretty much wall-to-wall commentary. He speaks the entire length of the film, which is amazing. And we had so much more material, actually, which is interesting, that I actually requested that we could add that additional commentary on the still gallery. So if you go to the still gallery section, there's his commentary of additional material that he recorded that we just couldn't fit into the track because it was pretty much wall-to-wall, but I felt that it was really good additional information that Roger gave.
Obviously, I think the key thing here is for the audience to hear Roger's voice that Sunday. But what do you...
I mean, honestly, I went back and re-listened to it recently, and the emotional excitement and the just the passion that he has for this film is just incredible, and I'm very happy that we were able to preserve that for future generations, because I just think him talking about it is mesmerizing. It truly is, in fact, that he takes the time to point out things, and is very, you can tell by his level of excitement and energy that he has speaking through this whole film. I mean, it's just amazing.
Do you think it'll bring a new level of appreciation for what's been regarded one of the greatest movies ever made?
I think he always had, I mean, back when I recorded it, I was, you know, I enjoyed Citizen Kane, but not to the much as afterwards, after I was gleaned the information, and then after I did the commentary with Roger, I flew to New York to do the other commentary with Peter Bogdanovich, who lived with Orson Welles for a time. So we had those two different commentaries, so it was interesting to get a different perspective from both Peter Bogdanovich and from Roger Ebert. But Roger, I really did get an appreciation as the film that was named AFI's number one film years later, saying that this was the quintessential, you know, great American film.